alive in you today? Amen. He is so good this morning. Praise the Lord. Why don't you stand today and turn over to Proverbs 4:23. Been speaking about the orphan's heart. I want to continue on this today because so many people live in this area. And God wants you free. God wants you healed. God wants you whole. You're no longer an orphan according to the Word of God. If you're a believer today, you are son and daughter of God. You're not rejected, but you are accepted. You're not lost, but you are found. You're not half, but you are whole. Amen. That's who God is. He loves you that much today. He doesn't want you out there somewhere just thinking that, you know, he's out to get you. No, he's out to love you. Praise God. Amen. Keep your heart with what? All diligence, for out of it flows what? The issues of life. Amen. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it today. Come on. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, no issues here. Whoa. That's right. No issues here. Praise God. I'm glad, aren't you? Amen. So we've been teaching on this orphan's heart. What's in a man's heart will determine his actions. Proverbs says, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is what? So if you're thinking it in your heart, so are you. You will act it out. Actions come from what we see, what we hear, what we speak. They enter into our mind, and then they enter into our heart. And if they enter into your heart, then they become actions. You begin to act out what is in your heart. And an orphan's heart is one that's been rejected, one that's been downtrodden, one that is full of fear, not faith, one that has not been accepted, one that always has to prove who they are. And we talked about the prodigal son last week. If you were here, I love teaching about that because there's so much stuff there about the prodigal son that we learned. But God desires as believers that we understand our position as sons and daughters in Christ. Amen. In fact, over in Romans, if you look at Romans for just a moment, Romans 8 and 19, Romans 8, 19, for the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the what? Revealing of who? The sons of God. All of creation is waiting for the revealing of who we are in Christ and our position as sons and daughters. All of creation is waiting for that. They're travailing, wanting the manifestation of sons and daughters and the position that we have here on this earth. Amen. God desires that. If a heart is rejected, if it feels abandoned, if it's full of pain, if it's full of loss, and has not come to the fullness of God's love and the understanding of his forgiveness, then in our hearts, we're not healed. And God wants you totally healed. God desires everybody's heart to be healed. Not full of condemnation, listen to me, or pain, but full of the love of the Father and everlasting life and joy. You should have days of heaven here on earth. As a believer, you should have days of heaven here on earth. Hallelujah, man. That's what God desires for you to have. Not an orphan's heart. There's so much that I could teach about today, but the Lord really directed me to teach on religion. Because religion really is so binding and causes so much of the problems in the heart of men. If people are steeped in religion, the outcome is they don't understand the fullness of God's love and grace. And so many people today are teaching a mixture of religion, law, and grace. And when that happens, people really get confused because they don't understand their fullness of what they have and who they are as a son and daughter. So it really doesn't help the orphan's heart when they're sitting under condemnation and teaching of the law instead of grace and the freedom that grace brings with it. God desires you to be free. The Bible says, I've come to set you free. Amen? He said, we are what? Free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Amen. Religion and teaching of the law or of the law causes an orphan's heart because it never allows you to fully trust in God. It's always that thought that I've got to somehow please him instead of knowing that he's already pleased with me. Religion always teaches you, you've got to please him in order for him to move. You've got to be right in order for him to move. You've got to do this in order for him to like you. You've got to do that in order for him to love you. And God says, you know what? I love you just the way you are. Isn't that awesome? Look at Romans 4:5. I love you just the way you are. Just the way you look tonight. Little Frank Sinatra there, guys. You got you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't get religious on me. Amen. Amen. But to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies. What? He justifies who? Justifies who? The ungodly. He says that him that doesn't work, religion puts the work attitude in you. Folks, we are working, we are led by the Spirit. We're not driven by the Spirit, we're led by the Spirit. Hello? Amen. The ungodly, his faith is accounted for what? Righteousness. God delivers, God loves, God cares about, and justifies the ungodly. If he does that, how much more does he to you? Who are now the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Amen? So I want us to look at something today. I want to deal with kind of the religious attitude and religion. I want us to look at something today out of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. I don't know how far we're going to get through this today, but I just want to delve into this a little bit because there's some powerful stuff that I believe God will give you some revelation out of this chapter in Mark. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. When you get there, say praise the Lord. It's already up here. Chapter 5, verse 1. Let's start at verse 1. Then they came to the other side of the sea. Do you know God wants to bring you to the other side? He's not going to leave you where you are. He wants to bring you out to bring you in. Amen? God is always for you. God is for you. Who can be against you? He wants to bring you out to bring you in to the fullness of what he has for you. Amen? Hallelujah. You don't have to stay on the other side. God wants you to bring you out. Praise God. To the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, don't stay in the boat, get out of the boat. Things happen when you're out of the boat. Praise God. Don't get in some little holy huddle somewhere, get out of the boat. Amen. Don't get in your attitude somewhere and not get out of the boat. Don't allow a negative attitude to keep you in the boat, get out of the boat. Religion will keep you in the boat. Get out of the boat. God didn't want you stuck in religion. God wants you out of religion. Amen. Jump out of it as soon as you can. Don't let it cling to you because it will only bring you down and only bring you defeat. And religion points at you and not at God. Religion always has to focus on me and not at God. God wants us to focus on him and not on ourselves. How many know that? When you're focusing on yourself, you're always defeated because you're going to find things in yourself that you don't really like. But when you focus on him, you are never defeated. Amen? Because there's great joy and power in the Lord. Amen? And he loves you just the way you are in spite of yourself. So get the focus off of you and get the focus back on God. And don't put the focus on somebody else. Ooh. Amen. Don't put the focus on somebody else. You know, it's amazing how people put the focus on people because, you know, that's where we are here on this earth. But really, people will disappoint you. People will let you down. But I'm telling you right now, God will never disappoint you. He'll never let you down. Amen. Get out of the boat. Put your focus on Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, he's preaching you right there. Amen. And immediately met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Out of the tombs. Religion is full of tombs. They're everywhere. They're graves. Religion is full of graves. And our propensity so much as believers even is to go back to that state of performance, to go back to try to please somebody. You know what? You can't please anyone. In fact, you're not obligated to please anyone. The only one that you're obligated to please really is the Lord, and he's already pleased with you. So you don't have to do that. Lord, you're pleased with me. Praise God. Yes, we are obedient out of the Spirit, but God's already pleased with you. Don't set yourself up to be a performer. You can't walk that tightrope. An evil spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackled and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackle broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. Wow, you're talking about a guy who had an orphan's heart. Just unbelievable. Full of all types of things, full of demonic power, just had an orphan's heart, and he was bound with chains, the Bible says, and no one could even bind him, no one could tame him. Now let me tell you something. As a believer, you cannot be demon-possessed. What? No way. As a believer, you cannot be demon-possessed. Lightness can't live in darkness. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We give the enemy so much authority. Folks, he has no authority. The only authority that you give him is what you give him. That's all he has is what you give him. And so many people place, you know, there's so many deliverance ministries and you know, getting, listen, when you come to Jesus and you understand what he's done for you, you are free. Man, you are free. Praise God. Free. Free. Hallelujah. So free in him. But so many people don't understand that. They think that Christians can have an attached demon to them. No, listen to me. You can be oppressed if you want to be. In fact, you can be depressed if you want to be. That's good, but you don't have to be because you have authority over that. You have authority over these things. Listen, don't get, that's what the Bible says, don't give any place to the devil. Don't even give him recognition, right? So here this man was living among the dead, living in the tombs, and that's exactly where people are today who don't understand God's grace and full revelation is unconditional love. Wow. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Isn't that interesting? In the tombs, cutting himself with stones. That's what the law does to you. It'll cut you up, brother. It'll mess you up, right? And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. Wow. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." This is the demonic speaking. The demon speaking out of this man said, "Hey, Lord, don't torment me." Look at this. "For he said to him, 'Come out of the man, unclean spirit.'" So he spent 5 hours in a deliverance prayer. So he wrestled around, he got on the floor with him, he make him throw up green stuff. He spoke in tongues for 10 hours to get him free. No, what did he do? What did Jesus do? Your shortest prayers are some of your greatest prayers. Religion teaches you got to pray long, pray strong. Amen. But I want to tell you, when you understand your authority in Jesus Christ, when you line up your mouth with his mouth, when you understand the power and the authority that you have in by the Spirit of Jesus Christ living in you, you can speak a word and mountains have to move. Demons have to go. Amen. Things have to change. Hallelujah. Because God has taken that authority from Satan and stripped him and given it to you as a believer. I look at this and I think, wow, how cool Jesus was. He was so cool. He was so together. Amen. He didn't stand over there and just wave his arms and carry on like wild men. He just spoke with authority. Religion hates for you to know that. Hates for you to know your place of authority. But you have authority. Amen. You have authority. It's been given to you, stripped from the enemy, given back to men through Jesus Christ. You have that same authority to speak. So many times we cancel out what we say because we say one thing and then come back and say something else again. Stay with your confession. Amen. Stay on that. Know who you are. Know your authority in Jesus Christ. Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Now, a legion was between 2,000 and 6,000, a Roman legion. That's how many were there. They're in that country, all right? Also, he begged him earnestly that we would not send them out of the country. They were enjoying their time there. They loved that area, evidently. So it was an area, it was the Gentiles. It was an area of the Gentiles. Now, a large herd of swine were feeding there near the mountain. Listen to this. So all the demons begged him. The demons begged him. The demons begged him. You better know who you are in Christ. In the book of Acts, there were some brothers got together and said, "We're going to have a demon-chasing ministry." They went out to cast out a demon. They said, "Hey, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you?" You better know who you are in Christ. Hello? And you better know the authority God has given you, because God's given you authority. And we just get so lackadaisical sometimes, and we get acceptance of everything. Don't accept pain in your body. It's not from God. Don't accept it. Amen. Stand up and take your authority and rebuke it. It's got to go. Amen. Take your authority and rebuke it. Amen. Don't accept lack in your life. Get up, take your authority and rebuke it and say, "God, you got something good for me." And then look for the open door that God has for you. Wow. And at once this is so full of authority and so good. Jesus gave them permission. They couldn't do anything without the permission of Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, "That's some power." Turn to somebody else and say, "You got the same. You got the same living within you." Amen? Well, Pastor, I pray for people and people don't get healed. Why? Well, there's more to that. There's a lot more to that. You know, I know Andrew Womack prays for people that don't get healed. I know Creflo Dollar prays for people that doesn't get healed. I know Joseph Prince prays for people that don't get healed. Why is that? Because there's so much more to that. You have authority, and they also have authority. And people around them have authority. And when people start, we were believing for somebody the other day for their eyes to be healed. And Holly and I have been believing for this person for a while and been speaking the word of life over them. But we're facing against other people that are totally against that word. And they're surrounding themselves in that atmosphere. I'm going to show you something in a moment if we get there. They surround themselves in that atmosphere. Folks, you don't need to be in an atmosphere where there's negative things coming up against you. Amen? Don't hang around people that are going to rain on your parade. I ain't talking about those that don't know him. I'm talking about religious folk. Hello? Wow. All right, y'all still with me? And at once Jesus gave them permission, then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine, and there were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place and into the sea and drowned in the sea. The swine didn't like the demons either, right? So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and then they went out to see what had happened. Look at this. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind. Well, that's where God is. We're at rest, we're clothed in righteousness, and we're in his mind. That's who we are in him. What a picture of the believer. Delivered. Oh, yeah, come on, give him some praise. Amen. We're delivered. Amen. We're at rest, we're clothed in righteousness, and we have the right mind. That's what God's done for you in Jesus Christ. I love it, man. Amen. It is so awesome. Amen. And those who saw it, go ahead. And those who saw it told them how it happened to them and what happened to the demon possessed and about the swine. Now listen to this. And they began to plead with him to depart from the region. They asked Jesus to leave. Jesus has command over the demons, but he leaves it to the individual's heart. You have a choice. Amen? He has command, power, but when it comes to man's heart, he says, it's your choice. And their heart was, hey, you're hurting our economy here, buddy. You just killed 2,000 of my pigs. You need to leave the country. Their folk, it was like, get rid of Jesus and keep the pigs. That's what religion does. Get rid of Jesus and let's bring out all the pigs. Man, God didn't design you to live with the pigs. Are y'all still with me this morning? Can we go a little further here? Because there's some good stuff coming up. And he went again into the boat. He who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things. Every time God does something to you, find an unbeliever and just tell them what God has done. Find somebody that's an unbeliever and share it with them. They need to see the great things that God's done for you. Don't keep it to yourself. That's what Jesus was saying. Don't keep it. When you get so filled with the word, take it out and spread it somewhere else. Amen? Don't be so consumed with just stand in the upper room. Get out of the upper room, take it to the streets. Tell them what the Lord done for you and how he has compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim to Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. And all marveled. What a marvelous thing, man. What a picture of the gospel of grace. Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by the boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and he saw him, and he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed and thronged him. So here we have a ruler of the synagogue. How many know this guy was steeped in the law? There's a real great comparison. Anybody remember the centurion in the Bible? Jairus said, hey, Jesus, I need you to go to my house. The centurion had a servant who was sick. And he said to the servant, or he said to Jesus, Lord, just speak the word. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. You know what the difference was? One was under law, and his faith would only take him so far. And he needed Jesus to go to the house. The other was really had nothing to do with the law. He just received Jesus as he was. And because he did, his faith was so propelled. He said, Lord, just speak the word. When religion comes in, it'll mess your psyche up. And you won't have a clear vision of really who and how wonderful and how beautiful and how glorious Jesus is and all that he has for you. Hallelujah, because he is so in love with you today. Praise God, and he's just working on your behalf today while you're resting in him. But what is so cool about Jesus is he always meets us at our point of faith. Jairus' faith had been messed up so much by religion, he had to have Jesus actually come to his house, and Jesus met him there. Amen? The centurion, who didn't know anything about the law, just received all that God had for him. It's amazing when people come out of religion, many of them come out, and they're so delivered from it and receive everything that God has for them. Man, I don't know about you, but that's where I want to be. Amen? I was steeped in religion. I was steeped in religion, and I was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I was still religious, still trying to move God. Still trying to work it out. Still trying to walk the line. Because you're mine. I was still trying to walk that line. Any Johnny Cash fans in here, by the way? There's a couple of you. Amen. Merle Haggard's more my style, but amen. All right, look at this. So now, as he was going, a certain woman had an issue. King James says issue. You know, disease is an issue. It's an issue. God wants you healed of disease. God wants you walking in the blessing, amen, of divine favor and health. God didn't want you getting old and decrepitated. Is that a word? It is now. That's a Steve-ology there, amen? Well, God doesn't want you getting old and just where you can't function. God wants you to enjoy life all the days of your life and with long life. Amen? That's why Jesus came. He came to deliver us from our diseases, to heal us. Full healing, amen? Now, a certain woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years is a long time to be putting up with something. Isn't that the truth? What is amazing about this, under the Levitical law, the law said, in Leviticus, I think it's around chapter 15, it talks about a woman and the issue of blood and everything that she has to go through to be clean. And if you touch a woman like this, then you're unclean and you have to go through ceremony and you can't enter the temple and worship, and it separates you, and religion always separates you. Can't go out in public. So many things going on. The religious law was saying this. And she had suffered many things from many physicians. Suffered many things from many physicians. That's why they call it practice. You got to think about that just a second. Nothing wrong with doctors and nurses. We have a wonderful nurse here. I love you. You're such a blessing. Amen. Thank God for good doctors and nurses, because if it wasn't, most people would die anyway because they don't have enough faith to be healed, right? Thank God for that. Thank God for good doctors and nurses. Amen? It's not that we don't go to doctors. Hello? It's where our faith is. Don't condemn somebody because they go to a doctor and you don't. Don't walk in condemnation like that. Amen. No, it's okay. God desires, if you've got something and you're believing for healing, go to a doctor and let him talk to you about it. And say, doctor, I believe I am healed of this disease. Run some tests on me. Are y'all with me? He runs tests and says, wow, how awesome that is. Or, you still have these things going on. Well, what do? Do you quit believing? No, you still believe for your healing. Hello? You still believe for your healing. It doesn't mean that you have a lack of faith. We've all been given the same measure of faith. It's amazing how people get so hung up on this doctor thing. Luke was a doctor. Jesus had a doctor hanging out with him. Hello? Nothing wrong with that. If that's where your faith is, they're where you are. Amen? There's better ways to walk in divine health. Amen? There's better ways. But if you got something going on, don't sit there and die and thinking, I'm going to just not go to the doctor because I don't believe in them. Turn to somebody and say, how stupid can you get and still breathe? Wow, it's amazing. Because a lot of the faith community just put doctors out here somewhere. Doctors are a gift. They've done some wonderful things. Thank God for the discovery of the polio vaccine. Especially if you were in that area and you had children. Thank God for that discovery. Thank God for the discovery of healing tuberculosis. God gave that. Thank God for that. It was a gift to man. Am I too long on this right here? I just want people to have a clear understanding. Doctors aren't all bad. Amen. God desires us to walk in divine health. Can we? Amen. Do you have to go to a doctor? No. But there's times you may say, okay, I'm going to go to the doctor. Amen. I'm not going to condemn you. Woo, turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching good to you right now. Amen. But let me remind you, they do practice. It is a practice. And the Bible says, suffered many things of many physicians. Some doctors hurt worse than others. Amen. Some procedures hurt worse than others, right? Amen. So listen to me. Suffered many things of many physicians. She had spent all that she had, and they'll take your money. They'll be glad to take your money. Amen. So if I was up here today and say, look, I'm going to heal you, but give me all your money before I do, you'd say, whoa, you'd be out there writing it on Facebook. Whoa, but you go to the doctor and think nothing about giving him thousands of dollars. Isn't that amazing? You got to think about that a second, right? Hello? So she spent all she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, now here's the thing, guys. I don't know who told her about Jesus. It doesn't say who told her about Jesus. But here was a lady under the condemnation of the law. She could have been put to death. But somebody had to tell her how good Jesus is, how loving Jesus is, how merciful the rabbi is. Somebody had to give her the good news and not the religion. Somebody had to tell her in order her to break free from that stronghold of the law and even go out in public. She heard about Jesus. Listen, when you're telling somebody about Jesus, tell them how good he is, how faithful he is, how loving he is, how lovely he is. Don't go out there and tell them about a bad Jesus. Tell them about a good Jesus, because that's who he really is. Amen. Tell him what you've experienced, where you've been, what you've come from. Amen. Tell him how good God's been to you, how he's healed your body, how he's restored your mind. Amen. Tell him about the goodness of God. I don't know who told her about Jesus, but whoever who did had the right understanding. Because it says she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Another thing, unlawful to do. Not only was she unclean, but to approach a rabbi and to touch him. Wow, she went beyond the law. Grace always goes beyond the law. For she said, she had a confession. Her confession was, if only I may touch his clothes. Wow, keep your confession going, guys. Don't let up on what God's promised you. If only I can touch his, she had a confession. Her confession moved her to action. Faith always has a corresponding action. Always. Amen. What was her confession? I shall be made well. Wow. That is our confession today. Amen. Immediately, the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction. You'll know. Nobody will have to tell you. You'll know. Amen. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, hey, who touched me in this crowd? Who touched my clothes? Who touched the hem of his garment, the prayer shawl? He is risen with healing in his wings, the Bible says. The prayer shawl. Amen. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, being in awe, and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came, because she knew her life could be taken, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. What did he do? He said, woman, I condemn you for touching me, for getting out in the public. What are you thinking? Are you crazy? Take her and stone her. That's what the law would have said. This is the only place where Jesus called anyone daughter, by the way. Put her in the place of daughter and sonship. Took her out of that place of religion. She had actually broken out of that. You see, what happens, man, when pain begins to hurt in your life and you realize enough, you break free from religion. You don't even want to be there. Because people haven't, you know why there's so many people out there in the world today that seemingly hate God and are against God? Because they were probably raised in a life of religion. And once they've broken out, they want nothing to do with God because they think God caused everything in their life that happened bad to them. They blame it on God. Dad God took my dad, God took my wife, God took my daughter, God took this, God took that, God took this, God. They blame everything on God because that's what religion has said. And we know how good God is. Amen. That he didn't cause any of those things. He is nothing but good. That's the only thing he can be good. Amen. Wow. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in shalom, nothing lacking and nothing broken. Go into peace now, is what he's saying. Walk into peace now. Hallelujah. He positioned her in peace. Praise God. He called her daughter. Amen. Man, I'm going to tell you, once you have the revelation of who Jesus is, you're a daughter, you're a son, you walk in your peace. You walk in your shalom. You walk in nothing lacking, nothing broken. Amen. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Your daughter is dead. Whoa. Most people said, now Jesus, if you had hurried up a little bit, this wouldn't have happened. Wow. It's amazing how we put God in a time frame, don't we? Amen. Your daughter's dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard this word that was spoken, as soon as he heard it, he spoke to the ruler or said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, what? Only believe. It's amazing. Most of us would have stopped there, given up, and that's it. God said, no, don't be afraid, only believe. Only believe. Religion takes you so far. God says, just believe. Amen. That's all you do. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. This is what I was saying earlier. When you allow people to come in and start speaking into your life and all these things bring so much confusion, listen, man, you need to just, sometimes you just got, it's just got to be you and the Lord. How many know that? Just you and the Lord. Peter, James, and John. Peter the stone, James the supplanter out of Jacob, and John grace. The stone was replaced by grace. He said, I'm not allowing anybody to go in here with me but the stone being replaced by grace. Amen. That's where you take into these situations. Praise God. That's who raises people into life. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. That would stop most of us right there. That's it. Because we see with our eyes, we hear, that's it. And he came and he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but what? Folks, see it how Jesus sees it. Sees it through the eyes of the Lord, not through our natural eyes, right? And they ridiculed him. That would have stopped most people right there. But when he had put them all outside, I love that. Jesus took authority, put them outside. He took the father and child and the mother and those who were with him, Peter, James, and John, and entered where the child was lying. And he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talithi kumai, which is translated, let's have an all-night prayer meeting. You know what? We better fast for a week right now. Look how Jesus ministered. I want you guys to see the simplicity and the authority of how Jesus ministered. God desires us to minister into the same simplicity and authority. Sometimes we make in these long prayers and we pray ourselves out of what God has already put in. Prayer is good, but you pray with authority. You pray with authority. Are you listening to me? You speak with authority. Amen. Which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. I see so many people, man, in this situation. Oh, in the name of Jesus, get up out of there, come on. Come on, get up out of there. Come on. I just believe Jesus just walked in his such authority, he just spoke the word. Little girl, I say unto you, arise. Hello? Immediately, the girl rose, walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. Hallelujah. Stand this morning. Man, when you know Jesus, you're overcome with great amazement. So all you can do is just be overcome with great amazement. Hallelujah. He loves you today. I want you to turn to five people and say, I am a person of authority. Say, I am a child of God. I have Jesus living in me. Listen to me. Say, I speak with authority. When I speak, demons flee. When I speak, the dead are raised. When I speak, people are healed. I am one of authority. I am under the authority. I've been commissioned with authority of Jesus Christ. Religion has no hold on me. I denounce it. I receive all that Jesus has for me. Who needs to be healed today? Anybody need healing today? Anybody needs healing? Anybody want healing today? Who wants it? Come up. I'm not going to beg. Come on. If you need healing, we want to lay hands on you and receive healing. Anyone at all? Praise God. Anybody else? Come on. Anybody want healing? Come on. Praise God. God wants to heal your heart. He wants to heal your life. He wants to heal you physically. You should not be having to suffer of anything this morning. God's got healing for you. Come on up. Come on up closer, guys, if you would. Anybody else today? You want to see healing in your life today. Don't stand back. Come on. Oh, but Pastor, I've been prayed about that 100 times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Come on. God wants to heal your heart. Praise. Georgina, come on up here, honey. Praise God. He is good this morning. Come up closer. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is our healer. Hallelujah. Holly, I want you to minister to Georgina, would you? I want some people here that understand their authority in Jesus to come up behind these. If you understand your authority in Jesus, you know who you are, I want you to come up behind him. Amen? Now, don't lay hands on them yet. I didn't say to do that yet. Don't do that yet. Just hang on a second. Don't lay hands on him yet. But come on up, get right behind him, guys. Praise God. God is good, faithful to us. Loves you so much today. Those who are up here for prayer this morning, believing for your healing, I want you to confess out of your mouth, by his stripes, I am healed. I am the healed of the Lord. God desires, it's God's will for me to be whole, to walk out of this place without any affliction, without any pain, totally whole, totally complete, nothing lacking, nothing broken in him today. I give him everything I have. I'm his favored child. He loves me so much today. Already provided this. I already have it. It's already mine. I possess it. Totally. Completely. Total healing. Total healing. Total healing. Total healing. Total. Total. Every part of my being. Every fiber of my body. Every fiber of my body. Every part of me is healed. I want you to begin to pray, but just a second before you lay hands on them. I want you to command whatever's going on in their body to be gone. And I want you to release the life of Christ in them. As you lay hands on them, release the life of Christ. Believe with them. I'm going to count to three. When I do count to three, I want you to lay hands on them, and I want you to believe and release life into them. Today is the day for them to receive life, total healing. Do you believe that? How many believe that this morning? How many believe that today? Today is the day to receive total healing. Amen. Release life. All right. You ready? One. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Two. Thank you, Jesus. Three. Right now, release life. Amen. Come on. Pray for them. Agree with them. Father, in the name of Jesus today, thank you, Lord. We release life in each one of these. Top of their head, bottom of their feet, God, complete wholeness. Hallelujah. Healing of the heart today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. total completely today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Complete healing today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Complete total healing today. That's all right, sister. Just receive it. Amen. Praise God. Total healing today. Do something that you couldn't do before. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We step out in faith. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. All the grace that God has for me. Hallelujah. All the grace that God has for me. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Come on now, raise your hands and give him some praise. Amen. Raise his hands and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Praise him out of your mouth today. Thank you, Lord. Say, I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. Amen. I am the healed of the Lord. Every part of me is healed today. Every part of me is whole today. I am the healed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to five people and tell them who you are now in Jesus this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You're a good,
good
Father.
He's good. Love on somebody today. Tell them you're blessed of the Lord, would you? Praise God. Walking.